Good morning. This is 5 at 8. Today's Thursday, March 28th, 2024, and here is the day's top news. Your hosts are Linda Carlisle and Mark Overman. In this episode, we'll talk about Chinese leader Xi Jinping's efforts to attract foreign investors, the Earth's rotation speeding up due to melting polar ice, Henrietta Leavitt's impact on astronomy, Russia's online disinformation campaign, and Thailand legalizing same-sex marriage. Story number one. In a report from CNN, Chinese leader Xi Jinping met with U.S. CEOs and academics in an effort to attract foreign investors and improve relations with the United States. Foreign direct investment in China has been declining due to various factors, including slower growth and regulatory crackdowns. Despite efforts to boost confidence, global investors remain cautious about China's economic outlook. Do you remember the 2008 financial crisis, Linda? The way the U.S. tackled it was to pump billions into the economy and loosen monetary policy. Now we see China, the world's second largest economy, grappling with its own economic issues. They're trying a different tack, though, by wooing back foreign investors and mending relations with the U.S. It's like a high-stakes poker game, and China's trying to play its cards right.
Indeed. The economic challenges China faces are multifaceted. Slower growth, regulatory crackdowns, and security laws that have raised questions about the country's growth prospects. But the approach they are taking leans towards expanding market access in high-tech sectors and attracting foreign investment, rather than a massive stimulus package like the U.S. did.
Exactly. But there's a big if in there. That if centers on whether global investors are willing to bite the bait. The first 2 months of 2024 saw foreign direct investment in China shrink nearly 20% compared to last year. That's a significant drop. And it's not just about the money, it's about the confidence in the Chinese market. According to a survey, over half of U.S. firms lack confidence that China will further open its markets. That's not a promising sign.
You're right. It's a clear indication of the tension between the desire for economic growth and the need for political control. These economic issues are intertwined with real estate downturns, deflation, debt, a shrinking population, and policy shifts towards ideological objectives. These factors have rattled the private sector and deterred foreign investors, creating a complex web of challenges for the Chinese economy.
Complex indeed. The big question here is whether these meetings with U.S. CEOs and academics will help to rebuild trust and confidence. Only time will tell. But one thing's certain. The ripple effects of China's economic trajectory will be felt around the globe. It's a global game of dominoes, and China's one of the biggest pieces.
That's a very apt analogy, Mark. As China attempts to stabilize its economy and revive foreign trade, the outcome of these efforts will inevitably impact the world economy in significant ways. It's a delicate balancing act, and the world is watching closely.
Story number two. In a report from CNN, melting polar ice due to global warming is causing the Earth's rotation to speed up, leading to the need to subtract a second from global timekeeping. This change is influenced by both melting ice and processes in the Earth's core. The impact of this change on computing systems could pose challenges for accuracy. Tell you what, Linda. This news about global warming affecting the Earth's rotation and our timekeeping is pretty mind-boggling, isn't it? It's like we're living in a science fiction movie.
It's quite fascinating, yet alarming. The fact that human activity has led to so much polar ice melt that it's actually affecting the speed of Earth's rotation is a testament to the profound impact we have on our planet.
And it's not just about the planet. It's also about the ripple effects on our human-made systems. It's interesting how we set up our timekeeping system based on the Earth's rotation. And now we're having to adjust it because we've influenced that very rotation. It's a clear example of how our actions come full circle.
It's kind of a wake-up call, isn't it? It's a stark reminder of how interconnected everything is. Our actions don't exist in a vacuum. They have far-reaching consequences. And now, we're faced with the challenge of adapting our technology and systems to accommodate these changes.
Yeah, and it's not just a simple tweak, either. The first ever negative leap second. I mean, most of our computing systems are designed to add a second, not subtract one. This could potentially cause a lot of headaches in fields where precision is crucial, like stock exchanges.
Good point. It's a stark reminder of how reliant we have become on our technology and how critical it is to ensure our systems can adapt to unexpected changes. This situation is unprecedented, but it's not necessarily unmanageable. It's a call for us to be proactive, to anticipate and prepare for potential challenges.
Couldn't agree more, Linda. It's a reminder of our resilience and our ability to adapt. We've faced countless challenges in our history, and we've always found a way to overcome them. This is just another hurdle to clear. But it's also a reminder that we need to take better care of our planet, because the consequences of not doing so can be far-reaching and unpredictable. Story number 3. In a report from the New York Times, Henrietta Leavitt's discovery, known as Leavitt's Law, revolutionized astronomy by revealing the vastness of the universe. This overlooked figure's work laid the foundation for major astronomical discoveries and continues to impact research today. Are we not just amazed by Henrietta Leavitt's monumental contribution to astronomy? Despite being a poorly paid member of a team, she discovered what's now known as Leavitt's Law, a bedrock foundation of contemporary cosmology and astrophysics. It's just, well, it's extraordinary. But you know, it's also a stark reminder of how women have had to fight tooth and nail for their rightful place in science.
But Leavitt's discovery revolutionized our understanding of the universe. But I think it's important to remember that despite her invaluable contribution, she remained underrecognized and underpaid. This is not an isolated incident, but rather a reflection of a larger systemic issue in the scientific community. It's about how women's contributions often are overlooked in male-dominated fields.
I see where you're coming from, Linda. But let's not forget that times have changed, and women are now more accepted and acknowledged in science fields. We can't keep dwelling on the past. Instead, we should focus on how things have improved.
Mark, while it's true that there have been significant strides towards gender equity in science, it's also undeniable that barriers still exist. Acknowledging the past and the systemic issues that women faced and continue to face in these fields is crucial for ensuring a more inclusive future. Leavitt's story is not just about her groundbreaking discovery, but it's also about the need for recognition and equality.
Story number 4. In a report from the New York Times, Russia is increasing its online disinformation campaign to disrupt military funding for Ukraine in the U.S. and Europe. The campaign aims to promote isolationism and influence U.S. elections by supporting candidates who oppose aiding Ukraine and pulling away from alliances. Russian operatives create fake news websites in various countries, making it difficult to detect their operations. Putin may eventually shift focus to supporting Donald Trump's candidacy. Tell you what, Linda, this latest Russian disinformation campaign to derail Ukraine aid is a scary reminder of how technology can be weaponized. It's not just about hacking anymore, but about influencing public opinion and interfering with politics. How are these state-sponsored disinformation campaigns evolving?
That's a good question, Mark. These campaigns have indeed evolved significantly. They're no longer just about spreading false information or propaganda. They're now much more sophisticated and strategic. For instance, this doppelganger network creates fake versions of real news websites, making it extremely difficult to distinguish between real and fake news. It's a subtle form of manipulation that can significantly alter public opinion.
That's chilling. So it's like they're weaponizing information itself. But how do these campaigns impact democratic processes like elections? I mean, are we looking at a potential threat to democracy here?
Think about it. If public opinion can be swayed through disinformation, it has the potential to influence election outcomes. It's like a stealth attack on the democratic process. And what's more, it's not just the U.S. that's being targeted. Other democracies are also under threat.
Gosh, that's a hard pill to swallow. So what's the counter strategy? How do we identify and counter this kind of cyber warfare?
Well, it's a complex problem that requires a multi-pronged solution. On the technological front, we need advanced tools to detect and counter disinformation. At the policy level, we need international cooperation and regulations to deter such activities. But perhaps most importantly, we need to educate the public to be more media literate, to be able to question and verify the information they consume.
I agree. It's like we're living in a new Cold War era, only this time it's a war of information. It's high time we geared up to face this threat head on.
And as we move forward, we need to remember one thing. The goal of these campaigns is to divide us. So, it's essential that we stay united and focused on the bigger picture.
Story number 5. In a report from CNN, Thailand's House of Representatives voted to legalize same-sex marriage, making it the third territory in Asia to guarantee equal marital rights. The bill still needs approval from the Senate and the King before becoming law. If passed, Thailand would be the first nation in Southeast Asia to recognize same-sex marriage. What a milestone for Thailand, huh? Finally legalizing same-sex marriage, I mean, it's about time. The world is moving forward, and it's great to see some progress in Southeast Asia.
Yes, it's definitely an important step, Mark. But let's not forget, there's still a long way to go. Legalizing same-sex marriage doesn't automatically translate into societal acceptance. And that's the real battle, isn't it?
Well, Linda, I'd say it's a big leap in the right direction. Sure, societal attitudes may take time to catch up, but this is a clear signal from the government that they are ready to embrace change. It's a strong move towards equal rights for everyone, and that's something to celebrate.
I'm not disputing the significance of this decision, Mark. But, I think we need to keep in mind the discrepancies between the legal landscape and the everyday experiences of the LGBTQ community in Thailand. I mean, even the article mentions the reality of prejudice and violence they still face.
True, but weren't there similar situations in the U.S. too, Linda? Think about the civil rights movement or the fight for women's suffrage. Legal changes always come first. Societal change follows. We can't expect everything to change overnight.
Yes, Mark, I understand your optimism. However, it's essential to remember that legal changes, while necessary, are not sufficient alone. The fight for acceptance and equality is far more complex and deeply rooted in society's mindset.
I agree, Linda, but I'm a firm believer in the power of positive change. This decision by Thailand, it's a beacon of hope for other countries in the region to follow suit. It's a ripple effect, you know?
Hopefully, Mark. Hopefully. But it's also worth noting the political dynamics at play here. The move towards marriage equality has been a contentious issue, with parties using it as a campaign pledge. The journey ahead is still fraught with uncertainty.
That's it for this morning. Have a great day, and see you all tomorrow.
5 at 8 is researched, written, and performed by artificial intelligence. For more information, visit botcaster.ai.